What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseway. How y'all doing?
Hey, thank y'all for tuning in. This is a podcast we do every single week. I may seem a little rushed because I feel a little rushed, okay? I don't like people waiting on me. Anyway, this is a podcast we do every week, coming from two black men. Mm-hmm. All right, we looking at the world and our perspective, our ends, our eyes, and you're going to hear it from us, straight out the horse's mouth, as Goose says. How you doing? You good?
I'm good. Got a little couple issues I need to get off my chest.
Go on, get them off.
I'm going to play this video for you all.
Oh, shit. Yes. We on one.
Hey, I saw this.
Oh, hold up. We just realized we had a year.
Oh, yeah, we're past a year.
We passed a year.
This is episode 57.
Yeah. So this is what, four episodes ago.
Yeah.
Or now we skipped a couple. We had a year of doing this podcast, and by these first two topics, maybe the last episode, but we'll see.
Y'all be okay. Yeah. Y'all had worse.
We're going to be okay because I'm going to keep going.
Okay. I'm good now.
Yeah, I know we said, because, you know, we were finished and be like, we still didn't bring it up.
But we're at a year. We should do something for the year. Dress up or do, I don't know.
Dress up?
Dress up for the people, man.
I mean, you got your toes out.
Me address this, y'all. Look, I'm getting fit. Y'all see the toes. Let me separate your feet right there so your feet won't be all scrunched up and you can ground yourself to the earth. But another thing, look at this jumpsuit. Look at this thing here, man. Oh, y'all gonna like this. Watch this. You see this? Hold up.
I told him it looked like he drive a Subaru.
Look at this, y'all.
It looked like you own cats and drive a Subaru. I got the hand thing out there.
You get your hands, you put your thumbs through there, right? Oh, it's official.
Miss Pop the Trunk is in the building. She's very confused right now.
Zero. This is cool, man. I'll be running. Can't. Why? All right.
It looked like you conscious of the earth, though. I don't know why.
Get you a windbreaker like this, man. You know what I'm saying?
Black men, don't lose. Y'all get these windbreakers.
It'll help you lose. Yeah.
It'll help you lose some lose freedom. You walk up in the bank.
Anyway, man, get off me and my hey, I'm going running after this. I'm telling you, I'm getting down and I'm gonna do a podcast with my shirt off.
You not this one?
Why not?
Man, y'all ain't sitting beside you with no shirt off.
You ain't comfortable with your masculinity?
I am. I'm extremely comfortable. But ain't no reason for you to have your shirt off. All that damn hair all over the place.
I'm going to show them the before and after. Manscaped, we need y'all to sponsor me and, you know.
Hey, now that they would give us millions. Like, you manscaped this all that?
Everything. All right.
Goose's palms are hairy. That's how much hair he got.
Oh, my goodness. It's y'all talking shit. Okay. The word is... This kind of like, yeah.
Look, people in Patreon, like, this whole episode is left. These are Goose's stories, okay?
I'm just regurgitating what I've heard.
These are I'm coming from Goose today, y'all. I'm not the only one that, okay, yeah.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, let's come on, Goose, man. Right. God dang, we should have saved our list for the end. At least
we probably should. Okay, this one here, I know y'all seen this one. This passenger on a Korean Airline.
Oh, it wasn't Korea Airlines.
No, it's not. It wasn't Korea Airline. Okay. On a Korean airline. Opened up the emergency exit before the airplane could land. So literally, the doors wide open. They're thousands.
No,
of
they were
feet.
600 feet. Oh, they were about to land.
Okay, they were about to land.
And 600 feet off the ground.
Around the doors about. Wide open, and people are just like, the wind is just, blowing in like crazy.
7 or 9 people had to get treated for like breathing issues and ventilation problems. Go ahead.
I would be in jail right now. If I was sitting next to this person, I probably would have trying to unbuckle their seatbelt. God, man, what is wrong with you? Well, they probably wouldn't even got to the door if I was sitting next to them, because I would have been like, what? And that's interesting. How you open the door with your seatbelt on?
So if he's on the exit row, you know, he's right there by the door.
I guess, okay.
But I didn't think it was possible. But the only reason it's not possible at high altitudes is because the cabin is pressurized. So it's literally impossible. Even if you pull the lever, apparently, you know, thousands of feet, you know, you're up at cruising altitude, 23,000, 33,000, however many feet. The pressure in the cabin, this literally humanly impossible to open that door because of the pressure.
Okay.
So I guess once they get down, you know, 600 feet, if you think about it, I mean, it's high, but when you talk about a plane, that's not that high off the ground. Yeah. Even for atmospheric pressure, 600 feet up ain't that high.
Okay.
And you go pull that and it opens. Yeah, I mean, I thought mechanically it wouldn't be possible.
Mm.
You know, if the plane does not sense that it's either on ground or in water, I didn't think mechanically it would be able to open. But apparently the only thing that keeps that, which I guess is a good thing, because then there's more sensors that have to go into play. You don't want a sensor to fail.
Yeah.
So if the door can be opened, it can be opened regardless. Flying with Goose, boy, it done took a... You got to come up with some better stories now, Goose.
I can't.
You can't talk. Be talking about opening the shade. They opening doors on me. There was the first time you said the lady opened up. I was like, the window on the plane was open. Goose, they one-upped you for real.
Hey, there ain't going to be no more flying with Goose. I'm about to tell y'all this boring story about me flying on the plane. Yeah, that would. Goodness.
So I was actually right before we started, I was reading, trying to figure out like what happened. Why would they let somebody like this sit on the exit room? I mean, you don't know nobody's state of mind, but apparently the man said he felt like he was suffocating, and I guess he started to panic. And he got like, I think, 10 years in jail or something like that.
That guy, man, it would have been terrible for that dude. I would have beat the brakes. You couldn't have held me back from that.
And, I don't know if it's enough pressure. The cabin's still pressurized enough. I don't even know if you can put the door back on once it's off at that, you know, with that wind coming in like that.
Mm. Well, the way they showed the picture, the door was.
Oh, it swung out.
It swung out. And in order to even grab, you got to reach out of the plane and then pull it back in.
You got to Wesley Snipes it. Van Diesel your way out and climb onto the plane.
Furious.
Fast and
Furious type stuff.
Fast and Furious flights. Yep.
You're not pulling that door back in.
Man.
I would have been so.
I don't know what's up. It'd be a lot of crap coming to my phone there of like all this flight stuff, just wild stuff, people acting all irate on flights.
They be listening to us,
passengers acting crazy. Yeah, these phones is listening. Yeah.
Like flying with Goose. The next one you gonna see is gonna be flying with Goose.
If y'all saw the news article, Goose is right here. You can see him going toward the man.
Fight through the wind.
He'll be back with us next week after they give him his bail.
They had me in Korea locked up for 100 years.
That's the thing. You don't want. Ain't nothing that great about the U.S., but I don't want to be locked up nowhere else.
Nope.
I don't know. Europe seems like they might be like a country club. If you over in England,
being
locked
an
up,
American,
like, you got tea time. You know what I'm saying?
Being a black American,
give you a silk robe.
Nah.
They're supposed to have one of them places is supposed to have a black pope back in the day. That's why Wales and somebody else, they still beef like hundreds of years ago. Man. They didn't let it happen, so they got beef to this day.
Don't nobody like black Americans. So
he wasn't black American, he was black European.
Oh. Well, anyway, we talking about being locked up. In Texas.
Moving on. We moving through East.
Yeah, we moving because we got to go. In Texas, this black man spit on police officers. Y'all, they sentenced this guy to 70 years in jail for spitting on police officers.
Before he said it, Well, you told me, did you hear about the man that got 70 years for spitting on a police officer? I said he was either in Florida, Alabama, Arizona, and I think I was about to say Texas. He was like, I think it was in Texas. I said that was going to be my fourth.
Yeah.
Or Mississippi or something.
This guy first, this, I don't even know if the lady knew him or not, but it was like a domestic type of issue going on. So she calls the police on him. They're, I'm not sure where they are, but they're not at a residence. Police show up because he's assaulted this woman.
Mm-hmm.
They put him in the back seat or whatever. He gets angry. He's kicking the doors and the windows. They open the door to tell him to stop. Then he spits on them. That's it. Misdemeanor offense.
Mm-hmm.
The prosecutor says when they go to trial, they say his minimum was 25 years based on his prior criminal history. And they gave him 50 plus the 25. 50. It's 45.
Yeah, something like that.
No, it ain't
50. It's
45. Yeah, 45, yeah. Gave him 70 years. I looked this up to make sure now so I won't be sounding stupid. This really happened. They really locked this man up for spitting on officers. And they were saying, the prosecutor was saying, we need to up his sentence to prove a point and make an example out of him. Black 70 dude? Years. The dude is 36, by the way.
Black dude?
Yeah. Black guy. How did you don't even get that? You don't get that amount of time for murder, period.
You could murder 5-6 people and not get that.
Yeah. And white folk do it all the time.
Hey, man, y'all know what it is.
How does this even? I always be talking about who governs this justice system. Apparently, nobody. But, I mean, he could be a cruel human being. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if an officer disrespects me and causes me to spit on him, and you sentence me to 70 years, man, you sentence me to a year in jail for spitting on somebody. That's crazy. Stupid.
Crazy. Man, like, there's no, like you said, like, there's no...
Who does this? What
these America judges, does. Man, the judicial system in America is just messed up to begin with. It can't get no worse than what it is.
Nah.
The only way it can get worse is if we travel back in the time.
See what they really used to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like 50 years for spitting.
For spitting.
I know a dude in Kentucky. Lost his goddamn mind, messing with his ex-wife. Cop showed up. He tried to run over and kill the officer.
Mm.
He did hit the officer. He didn't kill him.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got that much time. A life sentence is 25 years.
That's what I'm saying. This is bogus,
they gave
man.
His man life plus for spit.
This is bogus.
I hate it.
You can't even.
It is. And people, look, if you don't understand why black people might have a chip on their shoulder about certain things, that means you just don't want to understand.
Yeah.
Why.
Mm-hmm.
Or you do understand and you don't care.
This is the slave master molesting the strongest man in the.
That's literally. I group. Need to set an example.
Yeah, that's them doing that.
Let's set an example for the cops. That's what we need to do.
I don't condone any violence, you all.
No, not at all.
But, you know, the Instagram. However. Yeah, Instagram, this internet is a double-edged sword, and they feed you good knowledge and it feeds you some bad knowledge. But there's a video of this boy and his mother, this boy and his mom. The police are, like, manhandling his mom. You know, he's sitting there watching it, recording it, just saying, you on my mom, you on my mom. That officer would have. There's no, you're not belittling me.
Yeah, you're not attacking my mother.
I could not live with myself. I can't.
Yeah, you're going to have to do away with me.
Yeah, it'll be done for. You grab my wife and pull my wife out, slam her to the ground, like, on some humbug shit. Woo-wee.
Yeah, and you know what? I've had some, I ain't going to say run-in. I almost had a run-in with this young, aggressive cop one time. Me and Angel was going to, I think it was a movie premiere or something.
Mm.
And he was like, he's standing there in front of the line. There wasn't even a line at this point. There was a VIP, it wasn't even a VIP entrance, but like if you're part of the show or got invited to the show, there's one entrance. Then you have the entrance for like general admission. And he's standing there, you know, sitting there, you know, flirting with the girl at the front or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there and like Angel's trying to tell the lady like, hey, we got invited by so-and-so. He starts yelling, you need to get over here in the line. And we're like, what are you talking about? This is not the right line. You need to be over here in the line or leave. So we just start ignoring because I'm fuming.
Yeah.
I want to. I'm like fuming because I'm like, why are you raising your voice? We trying to have a conversation. You ain't even a part of this right now. You ain't doing your job because you over flirting with this other young lady.
Yep.
I mean, I'm furious. So we just ignore him and we start talking to. She's like, oh, yes, go right in. Now you sitting there looking stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I could see how a situation like that could get escalated very easy because that's what he was there to do. He was trying to show off, escalate the situation to make it something that it didn't need to be.
I have to, just having this conversation, I would have to, me and my wife are going to have to talk out some scenarios because I'm done for.
The only reason I didn't react.
Yeah.
Like, because Angel was just ignoring him. She just like lays it in. She was like, excuse me, I don't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
But, you know, we talking to him. And I was like, I had to take a step back.
Yeah.
Because I said, this ain't going to turn out how you think it is at first. You're going to end up on top just because you a cop.
Yep.
But your boy's going to have to come help you.
Yeah. Woo.
But that's how they be showing up. You think about it on the interstate or late at night or whatever, they just show up ready to prove a point that don't need to be proved, or they trying to get a notch on their belt with their little secret gangs.
Man, you think about the stress that just humans go through, and then you send a frustrated person like that out on the street with a gun and authority.
Hothead.
You're going to go ape. Yeah. You're going to go ham on somebody. And that's what these cops be doing. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, moving on. I done lost my. Here we go. We back at it. This is one of the reasons why I don't ever step out on my wife. Because
we're getting back into some normal topics.
Telling y'all, men, I don't know how you sleep well at night doing your ladies wrong. Because I mean, you can get got at any time. So apparently, this wife finds a video of her husband having sex with another woman, and she doesn't hesitate. She doesn't let him explain. And she gets to stabbing him. Legs, arms, shoulders. She's stabbing this dude.
Head,
up.
Shoulders, your knees, your toes.
She getting it. She getting it. I don't know how the police get there in time for this. I don't know where they were or whatever. But the police come and they have to like wrestle her and wrestle the knife away from her. This entire time.
Was it like a fight and argument?
They're at home. The neighbors call the police because they hear screaming and shouting at the neighbor's house. She gets to stabbing her husband. Apparently, the police come. They have to wrestle the knife away, blase, blase. She does not give her husband any time to explain the video. Y'all, the husband goes back into his old email account and finds this video and was like, there's a video of me and my wife in our younger days having sex. And he saves it to his phone. She then goes through his phone, finds this video, and thinks it's another female. She doesn't even recognize herself as a younger her.
We all look a little different from our younger days.
She stabbed her husband up for videos of him of and her having sex.
That's a, that's messed up. Yeah, I mean, he's all right. He gonna live.
She's locked up right
she
now.
She locked up. How you explain that? She you gonna up. Cheat on me with me?
Hey.
Oh, so you is she better looking than I am? I mean, technically, yeah. you was fit right here.
Can you imagine? This man was probably like, come on, man, let me explain. Just getting stabbed up. She about to kill this dude.
I wonder if when they was fighting and arguing, if he even knew, if she even said why she was mad.
Well, no, he was trying to explain. So he had to, dang, you don't know.
Nah, you have no idea.
If she just came in, you having sex with somebody
nah,
else?
Nah, not even like, somebody else. Just came in mad. You know what? I've been with you all of this time. And I can't believe you disrespect me. What are you talking about? Now he mad. Why are you yelling at me? What are you?
Craziness.
None of this is funny. So I don't know why we laughing. I don't understand. God dang.
Look, man.
See these females. I'm just playing.
Luckily, she didn't kill him. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Luckily, she ain't
unfortunately,
kill him. Hopefully, he ain't
for
like,
her. Yeah, yeah, his wounds are
yeah,
like
horribly yeah. messed up.
Ah, dang.
Hopefully.
Would that end your marriage?
Hell yeah.
That end your marriage?
That might end my freedom. You done stabbed me for you?
That's crazy.
No, no, go on, let her out.
So now they didn't specify this or not. She's locked up. So I don't know if it's a case, like if he presses charges against her or if it's her versus the state now, wherever they are.
Yeah.
So now could it be her, like attempted murder type yeah. charges?
That's what we was talking. Like, even if he don't press charges, you still committed a crime.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, like you said, her versus state. I don't know. I don't know the law system like that, but I don't imagine even if he didn't want something to happen to her that they not going to do something to her anyway, meaning the judicial system.
As the husband, I would.
Would you leave?
I would definitely leave. Yes, I would definitely leave.
But like,
but I would leave in the cover of the night. She wouldn't know.
I mean, you wouldn't have to.
Huh?
You would have to leave a couple of nights. She's going to be in jail.
Oh, okay. Well, if she's in jail, yeah, we're no longer together.
So, y'all no longer together.
Ever.
Let's say she does her time.
Ever.
Hold up. Let me finish. She does her time, okay. Gets out of prison.
Mm.
She be like, look, you know, what I did was wrong.
Mm.
But I still want you to smash. Would you do it?
It would only be doggy style, and I have a pistol. I have a pistol on her back. That's the only way. And I'm not
she
sleeping
might be
over.
Into it.
I'm not sleeping over. Hell no.
Yeah, make sure you cock it back. Don't just set it on my back. I want to feel the danger.
I am not dealing with, man, that's some, that trauma, that dude probably
that's,
can't even.
Man,
if she came
one.
In while he was asleep.
That's a rough one.
Man, okay. Last but not least, we were talking about this guy. What was his name? The dude that was messing with the 17-year-old.
Oh, no. Nah.
Houston. Marcus Houston.
Yeah, we talked about Marcus Houston.
Y'all, so I thought that was an age discrepancy there.
Mm-hmm.
But your boy Al Pacino, this guy is 82 years old. 82. And his 29-year-old girlfriend is pregnant.
8 months pregnant.
Now, y'all tell me if this is true love or is this just a transaction, money transaction?
Oh, it's definitely a transaction.
Oh, why? Why would you think that? You don't think she really loves it?
Nah,
82?
She don't know that love that dude. How you going to get yourself to fall in love with somebody about to be dead? You just sign up for heartbreak.
What? Do you? How does that work?
And you setting a kid up for heartbreak.
82. Look, that kid gonna come out old, boy.
Yeah.
That dude gonna come out with
that
a bigger
beard. That baby gonna come out
me.
48.
Hey, Ma.
401k.
What's happening? What Here's Tony a- Baker always with the cigarette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby gonna come out older than the mama. Here's the thing. You signing your, like, look. Unfortunately, you know, people pass away from here all way too early all the time. Leaving behind young kids. But he ain't got no choice.
Oh, of course.
Even if he lives an enormously healthy life, Al Pacino going to be up and out of here by the time that baby, before that baby 15.
Well, he can't throw the ball with the baby now.
Nah, he gonna throw his rib cage out if he
That's
try to throw
I'm
a
saying.
Ball.
He can't do nothing as a
man.
Dad.
Yeah, I don't look these young. Look, I get where he coming from. You got a 29-year-old little young tender, but god dang, girl,
that's nasty to me though. I mean,
82 at this point, it don't matter.
But
89,
booty
82.
Naked 89-year-old man hunching. That's
he ain't hunching. He laying there. At yes. what point is it bad for your heart? You know, you see them things all the time. It's just like if your heart is healthy enough to have sex or not healthy enough to have sex, don't take, you know, stiff right or whatever it's called.
Like, what's the little machine?
Whatever you pacemaker?
Do. No, the shocker.
Oh, the defibrillator?
Yeah.
Have one of them on side of the bed.
Oh, man, you know they do.
Got to get your heart back in rhythm after getting one off.
82. I'm working out now.
What are you doing to?
I'm not. Well, I'm comfortable with my body. I don't care. I'd walk around butt naked if we didn't have to wear clothes. But I'm 38, 30, 39. I can only imagine how my body's going to look at 82, man. And for even for a young woman to say, well, I don't even know what she said. How did she even get with this dude at 29? Who
you remember? Any Given Sunday at the bar, you know, young lady walks up. Oh, you and I don't know. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know.
You probably got people to go out and get them for him.
Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, the circle of people you with. Here's what are you doing to get the ejaculate out? You know what I'm saying? Right now, I think I'm still good. But in my, you know, 60, I'm thinking, oh, okay, that stream going to slow down the way it comes up out of it. You got to work it from the base. Look, you got to work it from the base to get it up out of it.
Tube of toothpaste.
Yeah, you got to toothpaste that thing up out of there now. He had to be on top. He had needed gravity on his side to get that up out of there and get her pregnant.
Yeah. That's just nasty. And then, you know, white folk be wrinkly, wrinkly, wrinkly. Just
that's the thing. That's one thing. Look, us as black folk, we age pretty great.
Man.
You see it all, especially all the women. See them 60, 70, 80. It's like, god dang. You how old? Passing for 30, 40 years younger than what they actually are. I'm not that fortunate. But white, yeah, they, man, they. I mean, the last movie, what was he on? Like I said, not Remember the Titans. What movie? Any Given Sunday? He was 80 on that movie.
He's 83, by the way.
He's 83 now. When's his birthday?
19.
It's a date that don't even exist no more.
1806. No, I don't know his birthday.
You
I
know,
just
1906. He would be well over. Well, he'd
be
120.
I'll just make something up. I'm looking up his girlfriend. Yep, she's 29. Matter, yeah, yeah, she is.
He 83. Yeah,
83.
Working that toothpaste up out there.
Al Pacino's birthday.
I don't know. The report I saw said 82. He 83.
Oh, it was 1940.
No, I'm saying the date.
Oh, the date, April 25th. April 25th.
Okay. Oh, so yeah. So he just had a birthday.
Yeah.
Dang, ain't that a blessing to still be having birthdays at that age and busting? Hey, white man just got it all. God dang.
I want to look up an interview with them, and I want to hear her talk about how much they have in common and how they
JP just said Viagra. Nah, bro. Mm-mm. Viagra ain't doing that. That's gonna have to be rhinoceros testosterone or something.
You might have it, man. You might have it.
You're extra strong.
That tea I be drinking.
Your cayenne pepper?
Yeah, that cayenne pepper. It's still working? Ginger. Oh, yeah, it still work. Oh, yeah. Bet you get to it.
Moving on.
Moving on to the outro.
The outro?
Of the
Oh, we podcast. Had questions, though.
I didn't write down. You had the questions. Oh. I know one of the questions were your favorite superhero.
Nah, it no. was which movie was better. I want to see who posed the questions, though.
Oh.
Man, go to the episode.
I did. I didn't see any. Remember?
Damn,
you
it
found
goes.
It. And I didn't. I couldn't
I don't
find
even know
it.
If I can get to it from his phone. Anyway, we got to make it short, y'all, because
and now
I'm supposed to be shooting something, and we started late.
We can do the questions next go around. Kai Kai. Come here, Kai Kai. We can do the questions next.
Come here. Y'all, we got a special guest.
We can do the questions next. She almost do you know we're filming? Come here. She's acting like, I don't want to be on camera.
Her clothes make her look like the Marshmallow Man. Come here, babe.
Kai
you
Kai.
You going to go to daddy, you going to come to me.
You're really acting like you know the camera's on. That's crazy. Kai Kai.
Why you acting all shy?
Come here.
Why you acting shy?
Say hey.
What's happening?
You say hey. Look. Say hey. Say hey.
She's like, y'all know what it is.
Cool. Okay, you want to go? That's fine. She's leaving because her mommy's here as well.
All right.
Bye-bye, baby. She had this face on. Like, what are y'all doing? But anyway.
All right, fam. Hope y'all enjoy this. Hopefully, we'll be back next week. We hit on some topics. Anyway, Goose, go on and let them know where they can find you.
You can find your boy at GOOLZBY on Instagram, Building with Goose on YouTube, and reppedmerch.com to buy some crew necks. Also, we don't mean any harm to anybody or any culture out there with the comments we make. And I don't think we disrespected anybody. We just said...
No, that was a crazy ass story.
Yeah, we just said what it was. I just regurgitated what's already out there.
I tried to, you know, even it out. Like, I done heard of.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it is what it is. You know, if you don't want it out there, don't put it out there. You feel me? You dig.
All right. Hey, I'm Marcus Tanksley. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus A on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus A on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my building body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com. Also, if you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube, on Tanksley TV, Let Us Tell It Podcast. And if you're watching, you can listen to this. Struggle every week with that. You can also listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms, including Google Play and Apple, whatever it is. Make sure you rate and review. And if you're in L.A., if you're close to L.A., if you're close to somewhere that's close to L.A., June 11th, we're going to be on tour. Is It Going to Cause an Argument podcast, me and Angel. At the Bourbon Room, so make sure y'all check it out. Until next time, fam, Tank and Sub-Zero are out. Y'all have a good one. Nah, you got to do the. That's what you got. Yeah.